The Human Adventure by H.G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Alone among all the living things this globe has borne, man reckons with destiny. All other living things obey the forces that created them, and when the mood of the power changes, submit themselves passively to extinction. Man only looks upon these forces in the face, anticipates the exhaustion of nature's kindliness, seeks weapons to defend himself. Last of the children of Saturn, he escapes their general doom. He dispossesses his begetter of all possibility of replacement and grasps the scepter of the world. Before man, the great and prevalent creatures followed one another processionally to extinction. The early monsters of ancient seas, the clumsy amphibians struggling breathless to the land, the reptiles, the therioforma, and the dinosaurs, the bat-winged reptiles of the Mesozoic forests, the colossal grotesque first mammals, the giant sloths, the mastodons and mammoths. It is as if some idle dreamer moulded them and broke them and cast them aside, until at last comes man and seizes the creative wrist that would wipe him out of being again. There is nothing else in the world that so turns against the powers that have made it.